Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? What makes a business person successful? Oh, there are so many things that make a business person successful. Skill, knowledge, understanding, the marketplace, being in the right place at the right time, hiring the right people. But there's one skill that will help business people become phenomenally successful if they just use it. And it doesn't take much effort to use that skill. It doesn't take any education. It doesn't take any studying. It doesn't take any thought-provoking wisdom. All you have to do as a CEO, president, or business owner is listen. That's something that doesn't seem to be happening today, does it? People don't seem to be listening to each other. They don't seem to be able to present their different points of view without shouting at each other and shouting over each other. But as a business owner, we don't get that luxury. If we really want to be successful, we can't shout at people. We have to listen to what they have to say. We have to listen to their thoughts. We have to listen to the marketplace. What's happening in the marketplace? What's going on? What do we need to understand about what people want? We have to listen to our customers, our clients. Are we making them happy? What do they need? How can we help them? We have to listen to our employees, our coworkers. We have to bring them on board. We have to get them to understand our point of view as a business owner, and we have to understand their point of view. And if we don't understand their point of view and we're just shouting over them, nothing's going to happen. We're not going to be able to be successful because we aren't going to be in harmony. Listening is not necessarily agreeing with what someone's saying. It's giving them the opportunity to express their views. Taking what's good out of their views and trying to explain to them why you may think differently. Not trying to force your opinions on them, but be logical. Be someone who's considerate. Be thoughtful. And have an exchange of ideas. Isn't that what we do in the sales process? If we want to sell someone, we have to be able to make our presentation, tell people what we have to say, and we have to listen to what their needs are. If we're not listening to what their needs are, if we aren't taking our sales presentation and we're not modifying it along the way because we're listening, we're watching for the body language and how they're moving, what their facial expressions are. We're turning around and we're saying, well, they're not understanding what I'm saying. I've got to approach it in a different way. They need what I have. I need to break through and reach them. And then after I make my presentation, I need to listen to them, hear what they have to say, and then come back with what sometimes is called, they're going to come back with an objection. We've heard the objection. We've heard what they had to say. So we are in a position where we can now try to resolve whatever issues they have. And then we make the sale. It's the same thing in life. If we can listen to people, tell them what we have to say, hear what they have to say, hear what their objections are, hear where they're going with it, then we can try to come to common ground. And if we come to common ground in business and in life, well, it's better for everybody. But sales is about listening, about coming to common ground so that you can serve the customer or client well. Business and business owners dealing with coworkers, customers, vendors, suppliers, banks, insurance companies is expressing what you need, listening to what they have to say, and coming back with your comments and getting them to listen to you. So it's a skill that we don't teach. We don't teach how to listen in school. We don't teach how to listen in life and in business. We're not taught how to listen when we grow up. So think about this and practice your listening skills. And when you practice your listening skills, you're going to get much better results because you're going to be able to hear people. And how do you practice your listening skills? You ready? You listen. I wish you good listening so that you and whoever you're talking to and whatever the business subject is or the life subject will be able to communicate in a better way to have a more productive, more successful, stress-free life, as stress-free as possible. This is Howard LeWinter. Always respect what the other person has to say and listen to them. And, of course, I always look forward to listening to you and talking business with you. Thank you for your time.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.